702.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Googs and Sogo.
It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for us to talk money, specifically planning for the future, planning for retirement. Often people try to make the very difficult decision of either going with a rental income or going with a retirement annuity. And maybe you're someone that made that decision or had to make that decision. How did you finally decide? Let us know on 011-883-0702. What are the things other soon-to-be retirees should be considering if those are their options? Joined, as always, by our certified financial planner, Paul Roelofse. Paul, a very good morning to you.
Hi there, Gugu. Yes, and it's such an interesting and also important comparison. Mm. You know, retirement funding doesn't just necessarily have to be a pension fund. There are all sorts of other ways that one can create a nest egg. And I think one of the more common ones is that people find some kind of value, if you like, in buying a property and living off the rental of that property into their retirement future. And that's not a bad idea. And I think it's important, however, to understand the sort of pitfalls and the advantages as well of that project, mm-hmm. because it's not all that it seems. And when you compare that with a retirement annuity option, it's quite an interesting comparison, as I say. And I think we should understand it just a little bit better.
And so with both options, what you are looking to do is, how do I ensure I have continuous income throughout my retirement years when I'm no longer earning an income? So you could either do that by having put money or drawing from a retirement annuity, which would pay you out, or you would then use what would essentially be rental income from this rental property.
That's exactly that. And how much is obviously dependent on what kind of monthly income you're targeting. The more you want to earn or need to earn in retirement, obviously the bigger the provision has to be. So it's a very careful calculation that you do when you set out to set up that plan. How much will I have by a certain time in the future, and how much will that sustain or maintain my lifestyle thereafter? So the size of the property or the size of the retirement annuity is very, very important in terms of a savings objective. But coming back to what you mentioned quite earlier, to the rental income is a form of pension in a sense, because I can lean on it. I've got a tenant in a paid-up property by then, hopefully, and that rental income also tends to go up every year with inflation because, you know, it doesn't stay the same. You know, we adjust that in terms of our rental contracts or agreements. And when you contrast that with a pension, certain pensions can go up, some can't. Some will be dependent on the pot that you've got in the retirement annuity fund. But it does put you in a position where you can manage that. So both of them, yes, are in a position to give you a monthly income. And I think that's the strategy, to be in a position where you can, you know, lean on that for a financial independence in the future. But the salient points are, you know, the restrictions around the retirement annuity. It is a compulsory fund, which means it has to go into a pension for you. And you can only access it, you know, according to certain limitations. Whereas a rental income, which you're leaning on as a pension, this has that almost natural ability to pick up a rental and adjust to inflation every year. But then you are also dependent on the state of the property and how it's going to appreciate. Hopefully you've got a property by then that is going to go up in value so that you can get that rental income that you're aiming for as well.
Mm. And so I imagine with either option, there are some advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. With a rental property, you have the opportunity, for instance, you could raise, depending on what the market is doing, you could raise that rental by 10% every year, which is generally the standard. But you're also contending with interest rate hikes. I mean, for now, it looks as though we might not get another one for a bit because homeowners, people who have debt, are just a little bit stretched thin. But I imagine those are some of the things you need to be considering if you're going to go the rental property route.
Well, you want to be in a position when you do get to retirement that your property is paid off. Because obviously that cost of the bond and the mortgage will come off the rental. So your net rental is going to be lower. So to max that out, the project should be a long-term one where you set off and in 10, 15 years or however long it could take, you want to be in a position where it's paid for. One good thing about that is you do leverage off that. You go and borrow a small amount where you take a bond from the bank. And the rent, the rental that you do get from it along the way is being paid for by the tenant. And therefore, you've got this property being paid off by someone else. And that's the real magic around that particular project. But you need to be in a position, obviously, when you retire that it's paid up and it's paid off. Then you're going to max out that rental income and then lean on that, as you say, 10% every year. You can actually apply that. And you don't have any costs. Although, I say no costs, there are other costs in the maintenance of the place, the insurance of it. You know, those don't go away and become a bit of a hassle factor as well, because you also want a clean net rental every month without costs. Maintenance, however, is there. Rates, taxes, levies, you know, it depends on the type of property that you've got as well. So those always got to be brought in. The one good thing about that, though, is they are all deductible in terms of tax against that net rental. So there is a tax break there for us. But it doesn't go away. There's a hassle factor. And don't forget, too, you need a very reliable occupancy as well. Your tenant needs to pay you on time all the time. So there is a little risk there, too, that you know, your pension might not arrive the way that you planned. But with that all in place, you know, when you've got everything under control, you can enjoy a good passive income from a rental property.
And do you also need to consider or make provisions for maintenance of that property? So,
Most certainly. It's a real factor. You know, if the geyser packs in or the place needs a refurb in terms of paint and, you know, replastering or whatever type, that's what's going to be your cost. And you're going to have to make some kind of provision for that and anticipate that. So I think that's the hassle factor around a property. You know, tenants also don't tend to look after the property as well as you would. So you've always got to be aware of the fact that things can go wrong and you've got to have a contingency fund for that. You see, the retirement annuity becomes then, when you compare the two, the retirement annuity becomes a lot more easier because, you know, you don't have that hassle factor. You've just really got a pot of cash, a pot of money, which you now invest in a range of funds. You've got a whole wide range of funds. You can even invest in property with a retirement annuity. Take out a property exchange traded fund, for example, and be involved in all sorts of types of property projects and still get that value. The good thing about those types of options in an RA or retirement annuity is the fact that the returns inside there are not taxed at all. That's a big, big advantage. Because when I earn rental income from a particular investment fund, outside it's taxed. You know, inside the retirement annuity, it's not. So you get that extra boost on your returns because dividends and interest and all the rest of it in terms of the types of funds are exempt from tax in a retirement annuity. And by then it will be a living annuity, which is further extends those exemptions as well. So while you're in retirement, you don't get taxed on any of your returns.
And also one of the other benefits of, I guess, using the annuity is that it is, it's not accessible before retirement. It also can't be attached to settle a debt. It's protected from creditors, even if that creditor is the South African Revenue Service.
Very, very good point. You know, it's inalienable, which means, well, the downside is you can't offer it as any form of security because no creditors can attach. But that's also an upside for you too, because if ever you fall into a place or space where your creditors are knocking on your door, they can't touch the retirement annuity. They can take the house away, but they can't take the retirement annuity away. It's protected by law. It's inalienable. So it's a really big plus, you know. But it's not generally the case when you are in retirement that you go into those, you know, the spaces of insolvency and things. Generally, those are the battles that we fight along the way before we retire. But be aware that it is protected by law and no credit can touch it at all.
And then in terms of fees, are there any fees you need to be thinking about? Because in the same way that, you know, for instance, a rental property, you might be earning an income, there are the costs of maintaining that property. Are there fees associated with then drawing an income from your annuity?
Well, the annuity will have fees inside it. You know, the fund managers will still take off their fee depending on the funds that you've invested your annuity in. They have fees. The advisor will have a fee, and the administration or the service provider will charge a fee. So fees don't go away with retirement annuities, and they do tend to erode the return. So the net return after fees is a lot, is less. That doesn't happen in a rental property story. The costs of running the property are taken off, but no fees, obviously. But do also be aware that the property itself also is not that liquid. If you want to sell it one day, you know, you've got to get a market value on it. Then you can turn it into cash. But at the same time, you're also going to have to set yourself up for capital gains tax. And you're going to have to pay a fee towards the estate agent who sells that property too. So fees will be an eventual consequence with the property transaction. So they don't go away either. But they are ongoing with the retirement annuity fund. Every year or every month, fees come off and they extract or bring back that net value of your pension.
And so then if you're trying to make a decision between the two, what would be the best place to start? Or where would be the best place to start?
Well, I think in best you will only know in hindsight. You know, when you after 20 years, you look back and say, well, I could have done that more than this. So I think in the way of planning it, certainly a retirement annuity is a no-brainer because you start off getting a tax deduction on your contributions. So if I pay 40 cents in the rand as a marginal rate of tax, for every 1 rand I put into the retirement annuity, I only pay 60 cents because the receiver gives me 40 cents back in a refund. So that becomes a tremendous value for us, and we can't ignore that. And on the other hand, with the property, if I get a loan and I get that tenant in early enough and I get a good rental from it, the amount that I actually end up paying in for myself is going to be that much less too. So I can get this property paid for by someone else. So you can't ignore that opportunity either. So understanding it and doing a proper analysis on it, you know, you should get some financial advice in here too if you're not quite clued up on it. But I probably would think that a joint venture where you've got one of each would be ideal. You've got a rental property and you've got a retirement annuity. Now, that could very well be a good diversified way of getting through to a retirement provision for you down the road. But it's not all that it seems, as I say. You've got to do a lot of homework around it. Because once you commit, they're all both long-term plans. They're both long-term provisions that we're aiming for. And you want to make sure that you get off on the right footing, fully understanding and keeping up with it all the time to make sure that you extract the value that you're expecting from them.
Paul, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Super. Have a great day.
Thank you too. That's our certified financial planner, Paul Rolofsa, joining us for our personal finance conversation. If there's a topic you'd like for us to discuss in personal finance, send it to us via WhatsApp on 0727021702, or you can send me an email. It's googs@702.co.za.